Why not enjoy this Carly and Dane podcast and a brand new MP3 player from Harvey Norman? Shop with confidence in store, online, and on your mobile. Star FM's Carly and Dane podcast.
Carly has never won anything, so she is determined to win a prize of some description. So she is entering a competition a day for an entire month, and she entered a competition, but then strange things started to happen.
I get this call from an internet company saying, yeah, you've won a free tablet.
What?
I know.
What?
I know. I know, I felt like my day had come in. It was amazing to me. Anyway, so I was like, yes, this is amazing. Now, obviously, reality hit and Russell could hear. And Russell's going, he's doing the whole hand against the throat, like, don't, Carly, don't go there. Like, yeah, this is a scam. And I thought, you know what? You only achieve if you wish to believe. That little quote popped into my head. So I said, continue. Tell me about my winnings, my fat stack. And anyway, so she said, yep. She went into this big spiel about what the tablet does, everything. I was so excited.
Yes.
I was giving her my address, where to send it.
Yeah, great.
And then she asked me for my card details.
What card details?
My credit card details.
Why?
Because to win the tablet, I had to spend X amount of money. Now, yes. Now, a normal everyday person would not get suckered into this. But I said, okay. Now, it was only $10 a month. So I thought, you know what? But and then you get the internet with this $10
a month. Did you do it?
I've put it on hold. I haven't made a decision.
Right. Yeah,
she's got my details. I haven't given it the go-ahead, but I've got overnight to give the decision. Now, she did give a great sales presentation. You know I'm a sucker for a presentation.
Yeah, you are.
And, like, so Russ and I worked it out. I've got to be in this contract for, like, 2 years. $10 a month. And I don't know.
It
pays back the tablet pretty much. But on top of that, I get a little bit of internet.
No.
You're saying no?
I wouldn't do it.
But the way she said, like, I feel like a winner. Like, she said, it's not getting offered to everyone. Do you think I should keep going this, this 1 month to win?
Yeah, keep doing the 1 month to win.
And see if I can win something better.
But I'd keep with things like entering, like, for the Today Show, like, entering that great cash giveaway they got.
Because someone out there is winning these prizes. We know from our job, we give away awesome prizes.
Yeah, people win stuff.
People do win stuff.
Yeah, and someone's going to win big next month.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be exciting.
So I think keep going, but I would stay away from Facebook competitions and things we have to do, surveys and things you have to give your email address out.
This is the thing. Now my inbox is pretty much full at the moment because I gave out my email so much yesterday.
Congratulations, you've won junk email.
Carly and Dane.
Joel Vardy from The Good, The Bad and The Ethnic joined us and we asked him how often do people ask him to tell him a joke?
All the time.
Okay.
And sometimes you got to listen to them because sometimes they're great and you can actually use them yourself, but sometimes they're not.
All right, this is just a classic line and a punchline gag. I'll give mine first and then Carly will give you hers. And if you could just judge who's funnier because this argument always comes up. All right, so here's my gag. Here we go. Why did the mushroom get invited to the party?
Why?
Because he's a fun guy. That was a pity laugh.
That was such a pity laugh. It was the low tone, very restrained laugh.
Okay, here we go, Carly. Good luck now. Tough crowd, Joe.
All right, Joe, how do you reckon you catch a squirrel?
How?
You climb up a tree and you act like a nut.
Oh, come on.
It was in the delivery. No, I didn't even get a full laugh.
Joe, are either of those funny or are you just laughing?
No. I like your delivery on the second one.
Oh,
do you know,
Carly,
what he's laughing at? Our attempts to be comedians.
I've heard the fun guy one before, but I've never heard the squirrel one. And that's actually good because I spent a lot of time in Canada. But let me tell you about squirrels. A squirrel is only a rat with good marketing.
Carly and Dane.
This is just crazy. A bloke called Jeremy Meeks got arrested on weapons charges and also some gang-related type stuff in California. Now, the police department posted his mugshot on their Facebook page and the photo got liked, then it got liked again, and now he's being called the Brad Pitt of felons. And this just got so huge that Felon Crush Friday began trending on Twitter. Memes have just popped up everywhere. Steals your heart, steals your DVD player. And look, I'll pay it. He's got a great chiseled jaw, beautiful blue eyes. You know, you can't fault the guy except for the tattoos. They're not really cool, but
You can't fault the guy except for the tattoos and the fact he's a convicted felon. What do you mean?
You know what, Dane? I am with you. This is just so bad. Now, everybody knows a girl loves a bad boy. I'm going to say I'm the exception to the rule.
Mm-hmm.
I've always gone the opposite way. I want nothing to do with them. They're nothing but bad news. So this is almost like, what is going on with females around the world right now? Why are they losing their minds over this guy?
Well, there's a campaign to raise money to get his bail. Now, his bail set at $1 million.
So he's obviously done some pretty bad stuff.
Exactly right. Just to let you know how far they've gotten, they've raised $2,500.
Let's hope it stays at that, because this is just...
Well, a couple of people raise that much money anyway. Like, he is a convicted felon, and here are people donating money to get him off jail just because he took a good photo.
Well, you know what? That is essentially what it is. This is the world we're living in right now. This is just so, so crazy. You know, what about his victims? Because, you know,
exactly right.
There were stories coming out that he actually really brutally beat a 16-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how his family are feeling to see this guy all of a sudden come into celebrity.
A celebrity.
And how fickle are we as people to basically...
No, not we, females.
Well, no.
I'm going to...
I'm washing my hands of this. I'm going to call, you know, BS on this. I think it is a load of rubbish. I'm not buying into it. I'm not going to buy his mug or his T-shirts, you know. I'm not going to share his memes because it is. It's BS. It's so ridiculously stupid that this guy has been put into celebrity status for being a criminal.
You did say he was good looking, though.
He is good looking. I'll pay him that.
Do I need to become a criminal to get a girlfriend?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, exactly. You need to, like, I don't know, maybe do something with your hair in case you get arrested today.
Carly and Dane.
There's a new TV show in America where two people go on a date naked. Carly and I thought, I wonder what other show would be fantastic naked.
From the makers of Nude Family Feud comes a competition where contestants are cooking a birthday cake in their birthday suits.
Don't forget, before you dress the salad, to undress yourself.
This is Naked MasterChef.
The competitors are always sizing each other up.
Yeah, it's pretty soft.
And the reality of the harsh studio lines got to some of our naked chefs.
Now that I've finished, it obviously looks really ugly on them. I've seen everyone else's realised and they're perfect. And I think that I just don't have a very good feeling anymore.
But Naked MasterChef is all about sharing.
How much gas is in there?
I don't know, I put two in like normal.
And compliments.
And I love your haircut.
I do myself.
Me too.
Naked MasterChef starts when we hear back from our lawyers.